Nellie, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you doing?
I'm quite well. First of all, thanks for joining us. And let me just say that I was a big fan of your father's and, of course, your uncle, Phil. I mean, I grew up a big Braves fan. In fact, one of the first books I ever read was Nuxie about Phil Negro, which had a lot of information about your father in there as well. You know, you come from a big baseball family like that. What was baseball like in your family growing up?
Well, you know, I would not trade my childhood for anything. I mean, I experienced so many wonderful opportunities, being blessed to have a father who was a Major League Baseball player. I got to travel all over the country and experience some really phenomenal things that most children don't get the opportunity to do. However, it was difficult. You know, my dad was gone 10 months out of the year playing baseball, but it really was a neat upbringing and certainly something that I wouldn't trade for anything.
You know, we both have a lot in common in the sense that we both lost fathers way too early. I lost my dad. He was only 55, and your father was only 61. Was it one of those things that just came out of nowhere? How did this all come about?
Yeah, well, aneurysms, as I have discovered in doing a lot of research and starting this foundation, there really is no warning sign. I mean, it's something that happens, and, you know, within seconds, and sometimes if you're lucky enough, days, you know, you're gone. But there weren't any warning signs. Dad was in perfect health. Matter of fact, the morning he had his aneurysm, he had gone out for a 5-mile run, and I was just about getting married. I was getting married 4 weeks after Dad passed away, and he went and got fitted for his tuxedo and came home and all of a sudden had a headache. And, you know, the next thing we knew, he was in the hospital and on life support, and that was, unfortunately, the end.
Of course, the theme of the Joe Negro Foundation is knuckling up for aneurysm research. How did this come about as far as you and everybody involved wanting to start this foundation for this cause?
Well, you know, when I started doing some research on aneurysms after I lost Dad, I discovered that there's such a lack of funding for aneurysm research and treatment within the neurological arena. And I thought, there's such a need for this. You know, people need to be aware of what the risk factors are. And we as a community and need to come up with a detection method that's available to the public for people to be able to have a screening done, a testing done. I don't know what that is yet because it hasn't been discovered, but there's got to be a way for people to discover these aneurysms sooner so that they don't strike and you lose your life instantly. So that drove me to start the Joe Negro Foundation, where all the proceeds go to benefit aneurysm research and treatment for patients all across the country.
Of course, your brother, Lance Negro, who played for the San Francisco Giants, he's involved as well. What are the biggest things, short-term and long-term, that you hope to accomplish with your foundation work?
Well, what I really want to do, first and foremost, is leave a legacy of my dad's name. You know, my dad was just such an amazing man, and I wanted to do something in his honor. But secondly, I want to make sure that I'm saving people's lives. You know, the true goal of the foundation is to be able to save lives and help people so that they don't have to go through what we went through, because aneurysms are becoming more and more prevalent. You know, 1 in 15 people will develop an aneurysm, and out of that, 1 in every 50 will rupture. And your chances of survival once they rupture are really less than 15%. So it's my mission, it is my passion for me to get in touch with as many doctors and neurological communities as I can so that we can come up with a detection method, a screening method that's available to the public to stop this silent killer from happening.
Now, of course, your uncle, Phil Negro, one of his proudest moments, knowing the fact that he was able to partner with your late father and having a major league record for the most wins for brothers combined, of course, better than Jim and Gaylord Perry. How's he taken, you know, the loss of his brother, but also at the same time being able to focus his energy in a positive way with the foundation?
Well, you know, I can't say it's been easy on anybody in our family because we were extremely, extremely close. But we look at this as an opportunity to turn a really tragic moment in our lives into something positive by being able to help other people. And we've pulled together as a family. We've pulled together as a unit. We are working across the country to raise funds for this foundation so that we can benefit, you know, neurological centers and hospitals across the country.
Well, and speaking of that, not only are you involved with the local thing coming up in August here in Decatur, Alabama, but also I know you have an event coming up in at Minute Maid Park as well. But first, as far as the event in Decatur, it's coming up on Saturday, August 16th at Point Mallard Golf Course. The group, as far as the Decatur Braves Golf Scramble, they have partnered with the Joe Niekro Foundation along with the Kristen Chambers Scholarship Fund. Of course, Kristen's mother, she was a school teacher in the Decatur school system. She died tragically at the end of the school year this year with an aneurysm. And, you know, it's just, and then also, if you would discuss not only that as far as getting involved, but also the fact of getting involved with the event coming up on in September as far as at Minute Maid Park.
You know, getting involved with the golf tournament was truly a blessing. Somebody on the Decatur Braves Baseball Club happened to be doing some research on aneurysms, found my website, contacted me, and said, we really want to be able to help your foundation. So it was really a blessing, and I'm honored that they've chosen us to be a beneficiary of the proceeds that they raised for the golf tournament. And, I mean, I can't thank them enough for what they're doing. I really hope that there will be other people out there that will want to do the same thing, because it really is a word of mouth as far as getting this foundation out into the public and across the country. Now, as far as my event coming up in September, you know, that's going to be in Houston at Minute Maid Park. It's themed to the knuckleball, appropriately for the pitch that made my dad famous. But, you know, this is really a way for me to give back to the city of Houston, because they gave so much to our family. You know, my dad spent 13 years with the Astros, and our best memories are in Houston. And my dad's legacy and his heart and his life will forever live on in Houston. So it was really important for me to have a big kickoff fundraiser in the city that just meant so much and gave so much to us.
Well, we'll be pushing this event, obviously, several times before it comes up. And we look forward to having not only your brother Lance on, but also your uncle Phil on as well. And one last question. I know Phil loved the polka, and I know that was big in your family. did that extend down to you?
100%. 100%. Matter of fact, I think from the time that I started walking, my dad was teaching me the polka. Yes.
I mean, when I first heard that, I thought, that has to be a joke. But I actually, you know, I asked Phil about that when I had a chance to meet him back in the 80s, and he confessed, big, big polka fan.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, my grandmother came over on the boat, so she brought it down to all of us Negroes.
Well, Natalie, I can hear it in your voice, you know, how much this touches your heart and how you're involved in so many ways, not just from your time, but also from your passion. I mean, it really shows in your voice. And whatever we can do to help, we'll be glad to do that for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much.
Natalie, you have a great night, okay?